from NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We are heading to Austin.
Well, I like dancing around in my cowboy clothes. I like getting high. I like snorting cocaine straight up my nose. I like getting high. I like drinking till I'm blackout drunk. I like getting high. I like
yes,
shopping
indeed.
Drugs in my pickup truck. I like getting high. Kenshaw's wondering what was on my mind. I like drinking. I like.
Is this the Beaumonts?
Yes, it is the Beaumonts. We listened to between 1,500 and 1,700 songs to get us ready for...
In search of an All Songs Considered theme.
That's right. And I found one just like that. It was a group called the Beaumonts. They are, in fact, from Texas. And they, as the song goes and says, I like drinking.
I like drinking.
That's the name of the song. But on this show today... Hello, everybody. On the show today, Ann Powers in Alabama.
Hello.
And Stephen Thompson here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Bob.
And Robin Hilton as well.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah. So that puts us in the spirit. The show's about what we may go see when we go to Austin, and in order to figure out what we're going to see, many of it. Do we all get through the batch of between 1,500 and 1,700 songs? How'd we do?
Define and getting through.
Okay, she's still standing.
I listened to all or part of all 1,750 songs.
I got about 1,100.
I deleted duplicates of artists and songs that I knew, so mine was about 1,550.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I
did
all
that
those,
too.
And I got through.
I did the same thing. So
good. So on this show, we're going to each pick four songs out of that batch that we love, and hopefully go see them in Austin. We have coverage from Austin, Texas, and South by Southwest, and I'll tell you about that in just a little bit. But let's kick it off with Mr. Stephen Thompson. Pick the first song.
All right. So everybody else has to live up to the bar. I'm setting the bar right here. Yeah. All right.
No, actually, the Beaumonts set the bar.
The Beaumonts did set the bar. Well, then
the Beaumonts are at the bar.
true.
That is right.
Getting high.
All right. Band from Michigan describes its sound as experiential, spiritual, folk rock, New Mexican space music.
Whoa. Right off the bat.
In the process of listening to, we'll say, 1,550 bands, if you can get through an 8-minute song without skipping to the next one...
Wow, that says a lot
about
that
band,
song.
That band is doing something right. The band is called The Soil and the Sun. And to get a sense of just the vibe of the band, the album is called What Wonder Is This Universe! Exclamation point. Just a delightful song. We won't listen to all 8 minutes of it, but...
But we will put it online.
So we will put it online. The song is called I Know It, I Feel It Too.
This is a song that goes through an awful lot of changes. Right?
Yeah, there are many phases. Let's scoot ahead a few minutes and just see where this journey takes us.
Okay, Robin.
What's gonna happen? I can't imagine. Thank you.
So that's The Soil and the Sun. 8 members, 4 men, 4 women. It is probably the band I'm most excited about seeing live, because you know, we've all seen bands like this live, where there's this giant swelling orchestra of joy, and that's what I feel like I'm going to get here.
And when you get 8 people in a group, these folks are not in it for the money.
If you're splitting your touring money 8 ways,
That totally sounds like Yes to me, I have to say.
Like Yes?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Mellow Yes.
Awesome. What you got, Anne?
Well, why don't we go from something maximalist like that to something minimalist? I'm very excited to see a performer who is one person, a one-man band. He's an Austin performer, and his name is Shaky Graves. He's doing that kind of pokey Lafarge, you know, vintagey, bluesy, wearing the dented fedora type thing. But he's really talented, multi-instrument, and he's putting off a vibe. I think he's really interesting. I guess he made a buzz there last year at South By, but I missed him. So let's hear a little Shaky Graves. See it, but he's playing a kick drum with his foot while he's doing that beautiful finger picking. That song is called Unlucky Skin from his album Roll the Bones, which was got him, I don't know, Austin declared February 9th Shaky Graves Day. His actual name is Alejandro Rose Garcia, and I think he's really, really good.
Awesome.
It's a lovely voice. The voice kind of reminds me a little bit of like Zach Condon from Beirut. So it's got a little bit of that.
And he reminds me also of one of my favorite Austin musicians, David Garza. He looks a little like David. So, you know, that's pleasant for those of us who enjoy boys who look like David Garza.
I'm going to play a fellow named Bill Baird, who, as many of the artists I'll play today, I never heard of. He's an Austin-based artist. He's only doing one show at South by Southwest. He seems a bit of an eccentric from all that I can see and read. Lots and lots of different projects he's done over the many years he's been playing music. So Bill Baird was with a major label, Capital EMI, a group called Sound Team. 2006, they broke up in 2009.
Yeah, they were supposed to be, for a very, very brief period, they're one of those bands that was supposed to be the next big thing, and then didn't happen.
He explains his record wearing a dolphin suit on a video you can watch. The goal of this record, real quick, was that he was trying to make a musical because he hates musicals. It's a 2-record vinyl LP that's just come out. Let's listen to a little Bill Baird. This is like yours, Stephen, a 7-minute-45-second sprawling, amazing song. It's called Spring Break of the Soul. Part of the song reminds me a little of Pictures of Matchstick Man. Remember the Status Quo song? So, but Robin, if you would just scoot ahead a little bit and just give it a little flavor of what else is going on here. Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing Bill Baird. Looking forward to seeing him reproduce and perform this. It's kind of an opus of sorts. It's huge.
I think that's sort of what I'm most excited about seeing. A lot of the bands that I haven't heard of, like, I want to go and see an enveloping experience and not just kind of the same stuff that you can see anywhere.
Well, you know, we talked about going through 1,700 songs. I got up to, 1,100 or so.
You did yours alphabetically.
I do mine alphabetically. I didn't get up to the S's, so I didn't rate Shaky Graves or Soil in the Sun, but I did star rate. This is the first year I've star-rated everything I listened to. I did star-rate the Bill Baird. What do you think I gave it, Bob?
I'm going for 4 or 5.
4. Gave that 4 stars. I'm actually looking at all the stars here for everyone's picks that I gave. There are a few ones in here. So we'll talk about it when we get to them.
What do you got, Mr. Hilton?
Well, we talked about artists who, you were saying, Stephen, how they were going to be the next big thing. I have an artist who actually may end up being the next big thing. His name is Michael Cronin. He's a guy who's played in a lot of other bands. He's in Epsilons and Party Foul. He's done a lot of stuff with Ty Siegel. They put out some records together. Michael,
I think you're bound to be in a band with Ty
Siegel. I was in a band with Ty Siegel last week.
6 degrees of separation with right. Ty Siegel. Well, Michael Cronin, he put out a self-titled record in 2011. Even though I like Ty Siegel a lot and I followed a lot of his stuff, I missed the Michael Cronin stuff, so this was new to me. This is the opening cut to Michael Cronin's self-titled record. Came out in 2011. The song is called Is It All Right? Song's 3 minutes long and keeps going through all these changes. Just when you think you've got it figured out, he throws it into another gear. You know, I love how it starts with those sweet little harmonies. You think, well, this is pretty, and then the
very grunt.
The guitar kicks in. This is from Michael Cronin's self-titled record, 2011. He's got a new one coming out called MC2, presumably for Michael Cronin 2. That's coming out in May.
Very perceptive.
I have not listened to the new record yet, but sure did love this when I heard it. 5-star song for me. and I'm looking forward to seeing them in Austin.
Let's paint a little picture of what's going to happen at South by Southwest. First of all, it's a festival that starts these days on a Tuesday evening, right? Tuesday the
12th.
The 12th, and ends on Saturday, way into the wee hours. There are descending upon Austin, Texas, and a small part of Austin, Texas, somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, let's call it 2,000 bands, but it's not far from there one way or
let's
another.
Let's say 5 million bands.
And they're all over the town in every sort of place you can imagine, from bicycle repair shops to ice cream parlors to real
doorways.
Clubs.
And to actual doorways.
Random doorways.
And hotel
and
rooms.
Flatbed trucks.
And we wake up early and we go to shows and we go to shows and we go to shows. And then at the end of the night, we'll get together and tell you about the best things that we saw all night. So there's a daily podcast, our daily dispatches, which will come out as podcast, and the All Songs Considered podcast. And then while we're there, we're going to do a big show for everybody, a video webcast.
That's going to be Wednesday night the 13th. For people who can't actually go to Austin, we will have live video and audio from Stubbs. It's where we have our big showcase every year. And the lineup this year, we're going to start off with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Not a bad start.
Not a bad start. That's at 8:45 p.m. Eastern time, 7:45 Central. Then after that, we'll have a set from Waxahachie.
Yay.
Followed by Cafe Tacuba, then Youth Lagoon, one I'm very excited about, Yeah Yeah Yeahs. We're going to have the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Great lineup.
After the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, we've got Leif, a short set from Leif, before we then go back to the big stage for a closing set from Alt-J, which you have, Bob, you've got to be absolutely...
I'm thrilled.
Thrilled to, to see. So that's Wednesday night. We're going to be there all week, though, and we'll be doing, like you said, the podcast, tweeting. We'll be putting up photos and videos and blog posts.
Yeah, we're going to go around. We're going to
all sorts of stuff.
A lot of the bands that we identify here and throughout the past few months, we're going to do videos of and send them out daily, so you look for those.
And there's actually so much to tell you about that we're doing. It's easier just to point you to the website. It's npr.org/SXSW.
Well, and I think one thing that I really want to add, sometimes I hear people sort of say, like, why do you spend so much time, you know, covering this festival? We're not there. And it's like, I don't want to just see a bunch of dispatches about what a great time you're having. We're identifying bands that we hope will be your next favorite bands.
Yeah.
We encourage people as much as possible to, you know, kind of go on that journey of discovery, for lack of a better term, you know, with us, because that's really the point of this, is we're trying to find our favorite bands.
And this show is about that discovery too, because we're leaving out lots of the main acts. We're not even talking about a lot of the big acts, returning acts for South by Southwest. We're trying to find stuff we haven't covered on All Songs Considered. We're trying to find stuff that we don't personally know or have never seen, and that's what the show is about, and that's what the whole week will be. So what do you got, Stephen?
We've got a singer from Australia named Jonathan Boulay, who makes this, at least on this song that I've heard, I've only heard one of his songs, called You're a Animal, makes this very, like, joyful, very much in the spirit of the band Fang Island, like Fang Island, or even like an Andrew WK, that kind of overdriven, super, super fun. His album is called, and I'm drawn to great album titles, We Keep the Beat, Found the Sound, See the Need, Start the Heart. And the song is called You're a Animal.
That doesn't drive you as an editor out of your mind?
You're a animal.
You know what? I have much more of a problem with bands with punctuation in their names.
Okay.
Fun dot.
Fun dot. Lowercase fun dot. Yeah. Oof.
Here we go. You text me when that one's about to start.
Yeah. It builds a stadium in your heart and fills it right up. Oh, I love it!
I think of that as the Stephen Thompson sound in a way. It's like, I don't know, people in brightly colored clothing running across the field, shouting at the tops of their lungs. That's what I think when I think of you.
Oh, I mean, basically a lot of the music I favor is either incredibly sad or incredibly happy, and you can paint whatever
like life.
You can paint whatever picture you want of my personality based on that fact, but I just love that there's just joy bursting from that song.
Jonathan Boulay?
Jonathan Boulay.
You are a
Boublé?
Yes,
Boublé. Boublé.
How many stars did you give that song?
Let me look that up. I think you did rather well. Yeah, he got 4 stars.
Nice. 4 stars.
Yeah.
Robin, how many stars did you give Jonathan
Boulay? I gave that a 1.
Wow.
But then while we were listening to it, I was feeling generous, so I bumped it up to 2.
We won't let him come with us.
Bob and I will be in the front row.
Yeah. And Paris, what do you have?
Well, as long as we're in a joyous mood, let's go down to Chile. There's so much great international music at South by Southwest as well. And this is a track from an electropop musician named Alex Anwantner. He used to be in a band called Teleradio Donoso, but now he's doing a solo project. And here's a track from him. It's going to get your disco on, babies.
Cómo enfrentarme a esto. Se me escapa el control. Aunque digan que es malo.
From the table, Stephen.
Put your pants on.
This is not a video podcast for a reason.
Alex Anwantner reminds me a little bit of Hercules and Love Affair, you know, and he's actually quite influential, I guess, in the LGBTQ community in Chile as well. So I think that's going to be a real, you know, dance liberation kind of night when he plays.
Sounds fun.
Let's see. I'm going to take us to Finland. How's that?
Yeah.
Keep bouncing around the world. And a group called KXP, not to be confused with the radio station. And they described their band as, we're an abstract sculpture made of sound and flesh. What more does anyone need to say? Let's play a song from KXP. I'm going to play a song called Melody. KXP. Song's called Melody, and I can't wait to see that one live, too.
Yeah, yes. I almost can't wrap my head around it.
I thought it, you know, a little bit reminded me of T-Rex in a way. I really want to see that band, too. That was really fun.
You know, one of the hazards of going through 1,700 bands as you're listening to all this stuff is that you get impatient sometimes, mm-hmm. and you skip ahead, and you also, at least I tend to think I know exactly where this song is headed, so I rate it and I move on to the next one. That was one I gave one star. Because I listened to the first 20, 30 seconds and said, I know exactly where this is going. I'm done. And I moved on. But it got a whole lot more interesting.
I think you can be right. Just like looking at record covers and you say, I know what this band sounds like. I think the same is true with the beginning of a song. It did take a lot to hold on to, like, keep listening to with that much stuff and so little time. We did ask people to send us their music, so we just got inundated. Stephen packaged it all up for us and tossed it around, but gave it to us all. But it is an awful lot of material, and yeah.
It's very easy to and you know you're at risk of missing something great, because you're always at risk of missing something great, and that's frankly true of wandering around the festival. You're missing something great all the time. You just do the best you can to soak in the discoveries as they hit you.
We have your back, Robin.
These our jobs are really hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Working in the mines. Suffer. Yeah.
Really hard. But if I could play an actual five-star song, this is one by a band called New Politics. New Politics.
Oh, yeah, that was a five-star for me, too.
Yeah, this is a trio of guys from Denmark. I actually, we're doing Secret South by Santa again, and I almost picked this one for you, Bob, so I'm not surprised that you thought it was a five-star song. Let's just listen to it. The song's called Harlem. It's a single from this band called New Politics.
With a flip phone, just like you, like I like. Fingers in your mouth, up on the sun, playing drums with a bleach bone, just like you, like me, like everybody else.
What a hooky melody. That melody is just it's totally stuck in your head. I mean, what a fantastic, amazing, wonderful energy this band has. And I don't know if you all thought this listening to all these the bands, but I one theme that just kept hitting me over and over again was pure joy.
It's been a good theme for the last three or so,
at least last couple,
maybe four.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, South Boss.
And actually, there's a little bit of an old band that I love called Too Much Joy in that. So maybe that should be the theme of South by Southwest
too much
this
joy.
Year. Me too. Shout out to Tim Quirk.
Tim Quirk, great guy.
impossible not to want to jump around like a lunatic to that.
That's really, really fun. I mean, I can. The thing is, I can actually, listening to that, I'm transported to a dusty outdoor amphitheater where that song is blaring. So yeah. That's fun.
Absolutely.
So I'm, of course, going now to send the show to a screeching halt with the saddest...
We count on you for that. I've got a little sticky note that said this is probably where Steven...
Remember when I said I love really, really joyful and really, really sad...
You want to go up and get a cup of coffee, Wallace?
If you'll hold
me. Have you looked into, you know, medication, Steven?
I no medication can hold me. a singer-songwriter from Vancouver named Hannah Georges.
Oh, I just saw her. Yeah, she was in town a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and I actually had several songs by her in this bundle, and I kept loving her stuff. And so I'm really excited to hear she has this amazing, I'm going to inadvertently rhyme, amazing phrasing. Just that kind of, again, like right...
What do you like in your coffee, Robin?
I usually get a little cream.
I despise you both. It is...
Sweethearts.
Just right in the solar plexus. You know what? You guys are...
Oof. I'm sorry, Stephen. Here he's trying to be all earnest.
Did he play a song yet?
Yeah.
The absolute worst. The song is called Ode to Mom. The singer is Hannah Georges.
All right.
She didn't sound like this when
this
I saw her.
This is not at all what I was expecting.
The transformative moments of South by Southwest.
I cannot tell you how many times I've done this exact same thing to my kids with that exact song. That song is called Vermo Sapien by a group, by a death metal band from Florida called Abiotic, which unfortunately I just found out is not playing South by Southwest, or I would have put it on the show. I had so much fun listening to
five
that song.
Five-star song.
Five stars. I'm, all right. Anyway, this is Hannah Georges.
If I were in your shoes, I'd live a little, and I'd love with all this lust, forget the worst, forget the scars, and I'd be a little selfish, less selfless, less harsh, yeah, I would. Go out once in a while, flash my curves, show 'em style, and I turn this old town upside down, upside down, yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. So let's drive, let's pass this by. Forget what we did, forget why we left in the first place, why we left in the first place.
Stephen, do you know, she was actually at the Tiny Desk.
I did not know that.
She played, she was alongside, she reminded me when I saw her, I said, you look familiar, she said, yeah, I was at your desk. She played along with Kathleen Edwards.
Who is also great.
Yeah.
Boy, Hannah Georges,
I'm glad you mentioned her phrasing, because it was she really does have nice phrasing. It reminded me a little of Tori Amos.
I was
Regina Spektor in the beginning, although by the end it was something different.
Yeah, and I was actually listening to this in the car on the way to work today, and I kind of had that, like, in response to her, to some of, again, is just the way the words collide.
And then you swerved back into your
lane.
And then
I just smashed into yeah.
Very
and
nice.
And that's why Stephen will be in court instead
right.
of at South by Southwest.
Exactly.
Well, that was a 4-star for me, Stephen, so I you hereby are validated.
Thank you. I was looking for your support.
And you have something on the quiet end of things?
Oh, no. Well, actually...
But?
I'm just going to just be honest with you there.
One reason we love you so much.
Well, you know, I also look for contemplative, you know, thoughtful music. And I did bring a cat that I think tells a story and shows a lot of kind of self-awareness. And it's by Scooby. Scooby is a young rapper from Memphis. And Memphis rap is usually really heavy, a little bit about the streets. You know, we've got 3-6 Mafia. We've got 8-Ball and MJG. This is not like that. Scooby is very influenced by Kanye West, I think, also Lupe Fiasco, although he's influenced by all of those great Memphis groups, too. And let's hear it. This is Scooby.
What's the problem with being young and educated? I told her I'm never getting tatted. Her reaction look at me crazy. I mean, I ain't knocking it. My brother got his daughter on his forearm. Of course, a couple rest in pieces. Honestly, he's stronger than me. Seeing someone that I missed on the daily would drive me crazy. Plus, I can't afford the treatment I mean. My lack of body, y'all can turn you off. Really? That picture on your lower back isn't necessarily a Mona Lisa. But hey, let's be mature and order pizza. I'm fiending for some communication. Offline, I hate the triple W dot world. Lost time. Tumblr make you look crazy. Twitter make you look bored. But your eyes tell a whole different story. Let me figure you out. I'm trying to figure you out. And should it take forever? Well, I got time. But if we speed it up, well, I got mine. I'm trying to figure you out. Go figure. Don't be ashamed to tell me what you believe in. Caught you praying over mozzarella sticks, so I'm wondering if your preference is a deacon or you call yourself spiritual, not religious when you sleep in. We'll say I skip church because everybody pretends. But name a place where everybody real. People so fake inside the club that keep the lights off. Why you think I ain't been in one in a couple years? Oh, word, your friends force you to go. Share some drinks at a bar, make a court on the low. Pass judgment while you glass touching. Dodging fast breaks from strangers who flash cake to get numbers. Nothing worse than rehearsed lines. More embarrassing than the story of my first time. TMI unless you game. We don't have to mention names. Plus the city too small. I know I'll see him again. Let me figure you out. I'm trying to figure you out.
That is Scooby doing Go Figure. I love the line, you call yourself spiritual but not religious when you sleep in. He knows how to call it. Scooby says that if he describes his own music as Curtis Mayfield on the hook, Tupac, and a skit from Richard Pryor. And I love that combination of elements in what he does.
That's not entirely inaccurate. I listened to this whole track when we were going through, and I don't listen to a lot of songs all the way through, but he never stopped advancing the plot.
Exactly.
I like this track.
Cool. I'll see you there.
All right.
So I'm going to pick an artist known called Dream End. He's done two records. This is the second of two. The first record was called So I Ate Myself Bite by Bite. This new record is called And the Tears Washed Me Wave After Cowardly Wave. And they're both based on the story of this man, a normal man whose life unraveled and became rather grisly. These are based on journals he bought at an auction that was written by a serial killer. And it's rather an intense bunch of writing. He's still trying to unravel all that he sees and has read in these journals. And his life gets quite complicated, too, and becomes part of this. This by Dream End is a song called Your Apparition Stays With Me Still.
Thank you.
we'll put all these songs online on the All Songs Considered site. And that's an artist known as Dreamend.
That gets you floating down the street, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the context of hearing that completely changed after you told me where these songs come from.
Again, this is another musician that the records are so full and
yeah.
Complex.
How do you recreate that on stage?
Yeah, you'd probably do it with a guitar.
Probably involves a guitar.
How do you recreate it on stage with a 20-minute set at 4 a.m?
Yeah,
you know,
right, yeah.
It's going to be epic.
It'll be a laptop. It'll be one button push.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Don't let us down, Dreamend. He's reworking a set right now.
So Mike Katz, a former NPR music producer, he's now at WNYC, and we're always trying to come up with the tweeest, cutest band names we could, you know, like, and he always just repeats whatever, you know, band name he comes up with makes it cuter, like Bear is Bear Bear, or Blanket is Blanket Blanket, you know, Bear Blanket. I want to play the song Sore Tummy from a band called Pause.
Pause.
That's all I'll say for now. They're from a group from Scotland. Let's listen to Sore Tummy from Pause. Have beautiful eyes, Bob. Yeah, not the sound that I thought I'd get from a song called Sore Tummy from a band called Pause, but this is a group from Scotland, straight up pop rock group. Love the energy, more joy, and this is a band that, you know, I just went through the mixes that Stephen gave us of those 1,700 songs, and some of the bands had more than one song, and this was a band I liked all the stuff they had in the mix, so I'll definitely be checking them out.
Nice, that was fun.
I just think it's so cool, too. We've played bands from all over the world, too, that are going to be all converging at the same time in Austin.
It's and like I love that amazing. About Austin, that you get to that airport and there are just people coming from everywhere. You hop on planes and you start to look around the plane and say, I think they're probably going to Austin.
Yeah. they don't look right.
They look unkempt.
A couple things. One is we have online, beyond this show, the Austin 100, which is something Stephen has curated carefully from this list of 1,700 or whatever songs.
Yeah, I took the 1,700 songs and picked 100, which are streaming as part of like a big online playlist, but you can also, for the next few weeks, you can actually download it as one 800 meg zip file, and so you can just drag it right
immediately.
Wait a minute, we're giving away 100 songs for free?
We are giving away 100 songs
for
free.
That's insane!
I know! Have I gone out of my mind? Absolutely, because of this project, which took me weeks. So anyway, the Austin 100, it's amazing.
And people, again, can find all the stuff npr.org/SXSW. You can follow all songs on Twitter, which is one of the things that we'll do as we go to shows. We'll let you know about them. Instagram, if you want to all write this down. This Tiny Desk is well. I'll be using for Instagram, but then just keep an eye on the South by Southwest page for all the coverage that we're...
Yeah, you should follow Ann Powers at Ann K Powers, A-N-N-K Powers. You should follow Mr. Robin Hilton. Am I right, Robin? Should people follow you on Twitter?
Yes.
N-P Robin.
N-P-R-O-B-I-N.
And then you should also follow me on Twitter if you so decide to do so, at I Dislike Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
The best, most appropriate Twitter handle of all time.
Truth in advertising.
So one thing we do every year is we pick, we call it the Secret South by Santa, which is that it's like giving that secret gift to somebody. In this case, it's a, oh, look at Robin's like a little kid.
I like
it's,
presents.
Yeah, so everybody's going to get a gift. And the gift is that we each have a name to pick, and we give them an artist to go see in Austin, and hopefully around as we come to our podcast recordings at the late nights, we'll hopefully we'll have seen one of those bands and talk about them.
The gift comes with a mission.
Yes,
you have to actually see a show.
Why don't you? Who do you have, Stephen?
I drew Mr. Robin Hilton.
Yay!
Oh. And Robin, I feel like I got a decent feel for what Robin likes. Truth be told, I tried to pick a song that I also wanted to put on the show anyway, but that I knew Robin would like this band. They're Midwestern, just a really great Midwestern band called On and On, O-N-A-N-O-N.
Oh, I like this. You actually gave him something good.
I gave him something good, and I also figured if I get dragged along to see it, if he's got to see something, and I get dragged along, it might as well be good. The album is called Give In. The song is called Ghosts.
Robin, you're in for a treat.
I may actually go see this. Mm-hmm. I 5-star song for me.
Nice. Yeah. So you opened your South by gift, and it was like new bike. No socks for you, buddy.
Yeah. Ann Powers, what about you? You've got a secret South by you've got to give to someone. Who would that be?
I do, and I got Steven this year, and he wants me to give him a good-looking young female blues singer, but sorry.
Oh, no. Yes, last year, Anne, the entire basis of Anne's pick for me last year, because Anne drew me last year, too, was... It's a woman, and she's really good looking. That was your entire basis for picking ZZ Ward, who was very good.
I thought she was good. And honestly, this group does have a very pretty woman in it. So it was an accident, though.
Look out, lady.
when I first listened to Fox, that is P-H-O-X, I didn't actually realize the voice of the singer was fairly androgynous. But I picked this band for you, Stephen, both because I think they're really great. They're one of those inventive, many-member ensembles mm-hmm. that y'all really like. And I think they do interesting video work and kind of conceptual work during their shows. But they're from Wisconsin.
Yay!
And that's why I picked them for you.
What could
and
be better?
My friend and I have to say, thanks to my friend Sean at Daytrotter, because he turned me on to this band, Fox.
Dead, they already tell you I'm a low-level boy.
So nice to each other.
I know. I'll check that out.
Isn't that perfect for Stephen?
They're from a place.
Have you been to Baraboo? Wisconsin?
I sure have. Home of the Circus Museum. It's about 45 minutes from Madison.
That's where Fox is from.
I like it.
And boy,
you know, I listen. I felt like I'd listened to absolutely every band, and so that was one I had no idea existed. You threw me a curveball. Nice job,
Empower. I talk to my friends. They're smart. I have great friends.
Come see Fox with me.
And I have you guys as friends. I have great friends and you guys.
Great friends and also you guys.
So I get to pick Anne.
Yay.
I was thinking what would... actually, what happened was is that I hadn't gotten my secret South by Santa yet. I'd probably gotten about 1,200 songs deep and was thinking about, wow, okay, maybe I could... Maybe that if I got Steven, I'd do this. And if I got Robin... And this one came up and I thought of you. And then a handful of days later... There it was, and I'd forgotten completely what I picked for you.
Aww.
And then I was listening through my 4-star songs, and there it was. I said, oh, that's the one for Anne.
That's kind of like when my husband gives me gifts, Bobby. Like, oh, I forgot. I completely forgot.
Here, you can have this.
Here's a plastic bag.
Right. Do you like cinnamon? So the artist's name is Cale Baxley. Do you know him?
I almost picked this,
Bob. This is very Ann Powers.
You know me. You so know me.
Awesome. This is an R&B singer. Well, R&B and there's country in it, right?
Yeah, kind of bluesy.
Yeah, bluesy too. And there's stories about him having grown up in South Carolina of meeting James Brown. And James Brown saying to him, boy, you being good is what James Brown would say to him. And he would say, yes, sir. And he'd say, you know, you're doing wrong. Nah, show me your moves, little man. And we'd have a little dance and stuff. He tells a story, Cale Baxley. And let's give a listen to a song of his for you, Anne. Play a song called Boy Got It Bad.
See, that boy got it bad, got it real bad. Nobody need to tell him so. He been working on a plan for so long now. He gonna leave this town for sure. With a sick shot eye in a fist full of sugar cane. You gon' ride that river right out of country lane. You gon' ride that river right out of country lane. Lord, won't you help me change? Scream to the heavens in vain. Follow the crow to the sea. Still there's no place for me. I'd rather
I'll be clapping hands along with you. With you.
Oh my gosh, that's 10 stars for me. And I looked at a couple pictures, and thank you for choosing a black-haired handsome man for me to see too. I love that.
What does a man's hair have to do with anything?
Yeah, hair is not important. Boy.
I'm so old-fashioned. I like little hair on the head sometimes.
That is something that I would really enjoy throwing in the mix to see there, because it's just not, you know, after 17 hours of synth pop and indie rock, and something like that would be a real palate cleanser.
I have to say, I'm actually right now at this moment scared. It's when the one who knows you best is about to give you a gift, and they have a sense of humor like Mr. Hilton.
No, there's no hamster song or anything like that.
You know, there was lack of humor this year in all the songs, by the way.
Well, you know, I actually I have a folder that
or at least intentional
humor. A playlist called the ones songs that I thought were funny, and one of them I put on there was the Beaumont song "I Like Drinking," and there was another one called "I Lie When I Drink."
I remember that one.
Yeah,
too.
And actually, country songs have the best stories and titles in them. But
always.
And here, speaking of hair, I put a song in there here called by a band called The Beards.
Yes.
And the name of the song is "You Should Consider Having Sex with a Bearded Man."
Yes, I heard, do remember that.
But no, Bob, no humor for you, Bob. Mm. This is one I sincerely thought, you know what, Bob would probably really like this. It's a band called Bronze Radio Return.
This is a great song. Mm.
I thought so, too.
Nice.
I will say, I thought, when I heard the song, I thought, this is this year's Fun band. It just reminded me so much of Fun, and which a band I know Bob loves a lot, from the that center of all great indie rock, Hartford, Connecticut, this band, Bronze Radio Return. The song is Shake, Shake, Shake. Stomp, clap,
clap, stomp, clap,
stomp, clap, stomp, clap, stomp, clap.
It is the sound. I can already tell that the sound of South by Southwest this year will be stompy, clappy, stompy, clappy. Oh my goodness!
It's so funny. When Stephen came over to my desk earlier today when I was going through some stuff. He mentioned how there was so much clapping in songs, in I guess maybe with All the Joy. And the minute you said that to me, this is what I was listening to. Back when I was I'm not kidding. This is a band called You Won't, and I almost picked this one too. And it's just clapping. There's so much clapping in the.
By the way, both You Won't and Bronze Radio Return are on the Austin 100 free songs for download.
Nice. Awesome. Well, anyway, I hope you like a little bit of joy in your life, Bob, and I think you will enjoy that show.
Thank you.
Bronze Radio Return.
So let's move. This is the last round of songs that we're going to do before we head to Austin. We have each one more pick. A reminder that our coverage begins on Wednesday, March 13th with the Yeah and Nick Cave and
Alt-J, Taffy Kutuba.
And our alt-Latino friends will be there too, right? And they're hosting a show at Auditorium Shores on the next day,
14th,
Thursday.
With Cafe Tacuba, Bajo Fondo. Molotov and Jovanotti.
We're actually not doing that set live, but we will have them all those sets online later for people to listen to.
For all the coverage we're doing, which starts with this show, you look at npr.org/sxsw. We'll have the keynote address from Dave Grohl, right?
Yep.
and we're excited about that. Last year's was such a runaway, wonderful, wonderful speech by Mr. Springsteen.
Absolutely.
Dave Grohl's going to be great. The guy, I said this in the write-up, he's the mayor of rock and roll.
I hear he's got a PowerPoint, and I remember Jarvis Cocker did a PowerPoint a while back at South By, and it was unbelievable. So when rockers do PowerPoint, it's it's an event.
Excellent. Stephen Thompson, let's take us on our way out.
This one, just great song, band from Dallas called Air Review. The album's called Low Wishes, and the song is called America's Sun.
If I was born beneath the tree, to be caught in the net of pondering's tide, a
you know, sometimes I have these vivid descriptions of why I like something, and sometimes stuff is just pretty. I just think this is just pretty.
Air perfect.
Review. Beautiful song.
I told you I go through mine alphabetically, and so this is one of the first bands I listened to, and I gave it 5 stars, and I thought, that can't be right.
I'm going to like everything.
Now that Steven's picked it, you know it's not.
Yeah, well, you know exactly. You think, I must just be in a really good mood if I'm giving something 5 stars so quickly. Maybe I should walk away from it for a little bit and come back, but this song holds up.
This is a beautiful song.
Really beautiful.
And Powers, last one.
I saved my favorite for last, and again, I kind of went off the grid and found this band from Australia called Hiatus Coyote, which is a name that does not inspire confidence in me. I just thought, what the heck? But in fact, well, let's just, you know, it's not what you think it's going to be, so let's just play it. Hiatus Coyote, and this song is called Nakamura.
Put a little thing that had like the list of the artists and the song played the song, and I had to pick. This is Hiatus
Coyote.
I know, and not only that, but their singer's name is Napalm. How are they not
Goodness.
A punk band?
Yeah.
I don't get it, but Instead, they're one of Melbourne's hottest bands, and people like Questlove and Erykah Badu have endorsed them, and they're on their way up in the soul category.
That is a very, very commercial voice. That's
I know.
That sounds Napalm. Huge. Sounds huge. Napalm.
Well, and the name of that song is Nakamata, and I read it in as Japanese, and then I saw it. So the name of the artist must be Hiatusu. Oh, hiatus.
I did seek instructions from the manager how to pronounce the name. So, Coyote, like peyote.
Nice.
I'm going to go to an artist known as Fetsum. I know so little about this. His parents were Eritrean, and you hear some of that in the music. He grew up in Germany. I'm just going to play the song by Fetsum, and I'm going to learn more as I go to South by Southwest, as is true with so many of these bands. I discovered him yesterday in a listening of about 350 songs, so I really liked it. It's called Letters from Damascus, from his debut album called The Colors of Hope. One of many, many African bands and African-influenced bands at South by Southwest this year. That's Fetsum. Letters from Damascus is a song, Colors of Hope.
I want to take us out on one of the many, many, many great synth-pop bands that are headed to South by this year. This is a band called Carousel, a duo. It's a couple guys out of Brooklyn. Let's go out on the song Let's Go Home.
That seems about right.
Good way to wrap
let's
it up.
Let's go home.
Let's go to Austin. This song has some nice, the energy turns nicely in this song.
Well, I can't wait to see everybody there. See everybody.
See you later.
Bye. See you then.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Thanks, Anne. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you,
Bob.
See you over tacos.
I only ever eat pizza there.
We used to say we won't get older, it'll be alright. We wait to change and then it's over, but it'll be alright. All those years we used to know. Take this road, let's go home. All
gold.